Number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find new romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her.
This is the number station from imaginary stations.
Thank you. Thank you. One Day Pete presents The Numbers Game. Thank you.
Coming to you from our newly retrovated shortwave transmission facilities, somewhere along the 45th parallel, it's something different for your airwaves. Imaginary stations, where radio connects us all. And this is the Numbers Station.
Give me a one, give me a two, give me a one, two, three, four. Good hello, this is Justin Patrick Moore for The Numbers Station with Music by The Numbers.
Get those four balls away.
Get some wind.
These are the days for it is.
Get the rail for these workers.
could be a balloon, it could be a frame, it could be very fish, legs and feet, baguettes, gasoline, short or something. All these are the days, my friends, and these are the days. So it could be a pretty good scream for the same friends, and it could get rich for you, it could get the railroad. These are the days, my friends, it could be a balloon, it could be frame, it could be very good scream. Could be, could get some gas, could get some gas. All these are the days, and these are the days. It could get some wood for the sake of being fresh, and it could get the wood for these wood. Could get the railroad for these horses. Could be a balloon, get some wind. It could be cranky.
Cares and perplexities is ended, and the night is now upon us. The night should be a time of peace and tranquility, a time to relax and be calm. We have need of a soothing story to banish the disturbing thoughts of the day, to set at rest our troubled minds, and put at ease our ruffled spirits. And what sort of story shall we hear? Ah, it will be a familiar story, a story that is so very, very old, and yet it is so new. It is the old, old story of love. Two lovers sat on a park bench, with their bodies touching each other, holding hands in the moonlight. There was silence between them. So profound was their love for each other, they needed no words to express it. And so they sat in silence on a park bench, with their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Finally, she spoke. "Do you love me, John?" she asked. "You know I love you, darling," he replied. "I love you more than tongue can tell. You are the light of my life, my sun, moon, and stars. You are my everything. Without you, I have no reason for being." Again, there was silence as the two lovers sat on a park bench, their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Once more, she spoke. "How much do you love me, John?" she asked. He answered, "How much do I love you? Count the stars in the sky. Measure the waters of the ocean with a teaspoon. Number the grains of sand on the seashore. Impossible, you say? Yes, and it is just as impossible for me to say how much I love you. My love for you is higher than the heavens, deeper than Hades, and broader than the earth. It has no limits, no bounds. Everything must have an ending except my love for you." There was more of silence as the two lovers sat on a park bench, with their bodies touching, holding hands in the moonlight. Once more, her voice was heard. "Kiss me, John," she implored, and leaning over, he pressed his lips warmly to hers in fervent osculation.
Thank you. 1989.
Eight.
This is the Numbers Station from Imaginary Stations. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. Hello, this is DJ Frederick from Imaginary Stations. You know, free radio on shortwave isn't actually free. We pay for airtime on the stations that we're broadcasting on. We'd like to keep bringing you the amazing variety of programs that we have, all the different themes and all the different music on Imaginary Stations into the new year. But in order to do that, we need your financial support. So please email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com to learn how you can donate to keep us on shortwave for many months to come. You've been listening to another broadcast from Imaginary Stations, the Numbers Station, on shortwave. On behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, I'm DJ Frederick, saying thank you for joining us on this imaginary radio adventure.
Come and join us on the airwaves. You'll feel free and you'll be happy too.